Noam Chomsky, the noted linguist and political analyst, says he had an uncle that he describes as a humpback with a criminal background. I am so jealous.
Marine biologist Milton Love.
Now, don't misunderstand. My father, who was a chemical engineer, was a wonderful person. And my extended family, filled with IRS agents, accountants, and the Pizza King of Montgomery, Alabama, are all lovely individuals. But there's a certain lack of, well, romance there. Certainly not the romance of a humpback with a criminal background. Of course, when I was growing up, what I really wanted was for my father to be a mafia don. I didn't exactly know that, of course, because in the halcyon 1950s, J. Edgar Hoover was denying that the mafia even existed. Nevertheless, at a gut level, I wanted my dad to be able to order someone dropped off the end of the Santa Monica Pier. And this was because my childhood, on the wrong side of the tracks in Santa Monica, was filled with boys who loved to torment skinny kids with thick glasses who had to go to Hebrew school on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons. Thus my desire to go to the old man and ask him to have that tormentor be found under the roller coaster at Ocean Park with a shiv buried in his kishkas. Of course, what I needed was a bodyguard. And interestingly, in nature, there are examples of one species acting as bodyguards for another. For example, in tide pools in Southern California, there lives a keyhole limpet, a kind of a snail named Diodora. There's a small worm called Arctinoe that crawls around on the outside of this snail's body. Now, limpets are a favorite food of sea stars, which grab their prey with dozens of tube feet. But when a sea star attacks a limpet where Arctinoe lives, the little worm will slither over to the attacker and bite these tube feet, which often causes the sea star to let go and, one assumes, limp away. While the limpet has no control over its worm protector, some animals actively seek out bodyguards. Many hermit crabs, for instance, search for the sea anemone Calliactus, remove them from rocks or other shells, and then glom the anemones onto their own shells. This anemone has potent stinging cells in its tentacles, stingers it now uses to protect the hermit crab. In aquarium experiments, an octopus that attacks a hermit crab protected by Calliactus gets stung, quickly withdraws, and after a few attempts tends to hide in a corner when the crab comes by. So important are sea anemones to hermit crabs that one crab will often steal another's anemone. Okay, so it's not like having an uncle who's a humpback with a criminal background. But you can't have everything. Science marches on. For Off-Ramp, I'm Milton Love.
To see a picture of that skinny kid who had to go to Hebrew school, but is also holding a fish, go to kpcc.org and click on Off-Ramp.